2005 was definitely the year for reality TV shows. At one point, there were two versions of Big Brother running on rival commercial stations, and acres of coverage was given over in the Czech media to the previous night's exploits in the villa. But late last year, a new reality show, Odhalení, or The Unmasking, was launched, featuring not humans, but gorillas monkeying around for the cameras. Live footage from the gorilla enclosure is broadcast over the internet, and viewers vote by SMS text message for their favourite gorilla. Odhalení is actually the brainchild of the people here at Czech Radio, rather than Czech TV. So for this week's one-on-one, I've been speaking to the project's PR and marketing manager, Pavla Šauerová.
Actually, this idea came from the author of the project, which is our chief of editor, Mr. Miroslav Bobek, as he has already had a lot of experience with animal projects before. So it came up on his mind, and he suggested that something else than human beings would be a good part of reality show.
And how exactly does it work?
We just managed to put our main actors, which are gorillas instead of human beings, into a villa, we would say, and they just behave the normal way.
Is it all a bit of a joke, a recese, as they say in Czech, or is there a serious side to Odhalení?
I think it's got everything in it, because part of it is a kind of a parody, so we just wanted to make a fun of these reality shows, which are actually now on TVs. And then the other part is just to make sure that we can show people how gorillas live and how they are similar to us.
Right, so you have more than a dozen cameras installed in the gorilla enclosure, and they transfer footage of the gorillas onto the internet, and that's also shown on TV as well.
Yes.
24 hours a day.
Yes.
Following the movements of the five gorillas in the gorilla enclosure.
Yes, exactly.
And the winner gets what?
The winner gets not 10, not 11, but 12 melons.
Wow. 12 melons. Melons, yeah. Being the slang, Czech slang for million.
Yeah, because it was just very often a question, why do they get 12 million or melons? Does it mean that it's money or the fruit actually, you know? But it's a bit joke, you know, in Czech language we say melons and we means money and sometimes it's the fruit.
Tell me then, at what stage are we in the competition at the moment?
At the moment, it's somewhere in the middle, because we just finished the first part of SMS or the messages we are sending to each actor. And now we started the second part, where we have to find out who's going to be the winner and who's going to win the 12 melons.
And can you reveal to us who is in the lead, who's winning at the moment?
Oh, guess who?
It's little Moja, the baby gorilla.
No, because she's not a competitor. She doesn't compete, you know. She's out of competition because she's too young, and we want to let her play and just don't bother with this competition. But it's Richard, actually.
And Richard is the silverback male.
Yeah, he is.
Now, just to explain, I've actually been to the gorilla enclosure and I've seen the cameras and the setup that you have. Do the gorillas have any idea that something unusual is going on?
I don't know, because I don't think we can see inside their mind, but I suppose that they just know a little bit of different movements and that there is too many people around them, but actually they can't feel anything else because we were very worried about not harming them, you know, when you put cameras or something inside the pavilion that you just can't harm them. So I don't think they have actually any feeling that we do something to them, but they definitely know that something is going on around.
I ask that because obviously humans have a sort of sixth sense sometimes when they have the feeling. If you have the feeling that someone is looking at you, someone is watching you, do you think gorillas have the same feeling?
I personally think they do, but I just don't know. I can't say anything.
Now, there have been similar projects that Miroslav Bobek has been involved in the past. Tell me a bit more about them.
Actually, he was involved in a project which is continuing for 10 years at the moment, and it's with the black storks. So they started to follow the black storks 10 years ago, and it's been quite successful. You know, they have their own websites, and a lot of people knows about this project. They issued a kind of a brochure and everything. They put a lot of video streaming and photographies and everything like that. So it's quite successful, I would say, and he's still continuing, and I suppose he will.
And how successful has Odhalení been?
Oh, I would say it's quite successful because comparing to the other reality show, which gets a lot of support and a lot of money to, you know, for propagation, marketing and so on, we still didn't have that much, but people know about us and they know that there's something different, a slightly different reality show, and they're quite keen on it, you know, they like it.
And the reaction from the public, has that just been in the Czech Republic or is it abroad as well? Because you can, of course, access the website anywhere in the world.
Yes, you can access it anywhere in the world. And actually, we had a lot of success also around the world, especially in America and then also other countries. We had some questions and interest from France, from European countries, also from Hungary and many other states. But actually, at the moment, I can't tell you exactly which one it was.
And can people abroad also take part in the voting for their favourite gorilla?
Actually, they can't. It's said by they can't because we cannot manage to make this SMS competition also for the foreigners. But they can still, if they want, they can contribute by buying, for example, the products which we have on the website. So if they look at the website, they can buy some products with the logo of Odhalenie and they can contribute the money with this way.
It's certainly, looking at the last year, it seems the Czechs have really become obsessed with reality shows, whether it's people, Homo sapiens or gorillas. What does that tell us, you think, about the state of Czech society?
I can't tell you because I don't watch the reality show, the real ones. I mean, like, this with gorillas are a bit different and I think we can learn something from them. But the normal reality show for me is a kind of a, you know, fun. I don't understand that much because I think it's too personal and you see really the feeling and everything which is inside the other person, which is really personal and which I would never show to others, you know. So for me, it's I don't understand it.
But do you think it's a sign that TV is breaking new boundaries or is it a sign that they're desperate to come up with something new?
I can't tell you, but I think it's just because, you know, all these program which is on TV is all the time around, still on and on, and you know they don't have that much new stuff. So I suppose they just try to find something new.
And when Odhalenie comes to an end, are there plans for any similar projects in the future?
We hope that we can still work on some multimedia project, which we would like to definitely follow this first step and continue. But we will have to find out if we have money and time and people who would like to work on it.
Right. And just remind listeners who are interested in finding out more about Odhalenie, if they have